For the second time in 3 years, federal funding for the Brattleboro retreat is in jeopardy because the facility failed an inspection. But as VPR's Taylor Dobbs reports, the state's commissioner of mental health says he is still confident in the retreat's ability to provide quality care.
When a teenage girl attempted suicide at the Brattleboro retreat in June, officials at the facility reported the incident to the state, prompting a site visit. The inspection resulted in a number of findings. The two most serious cover patient safety. The findings jeopardized the retreat's standing with the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, which oversees federal health care funding. The centers warned the retreat in a letter that federal funding would be revoked if it didn't have fixes in place by October 6th. The first finding had to do with an incident in which a key broke off in the lock of a patient room. Constantine von Krusenstern is the vice president of strategy and development at the retreat.
While we fixed the door, that the retreat did not have the process in place, a safety process in place, making sure, A, that that's not going to happen again, or B, if it happened in a situation that was, important, like there was somebody on the other side of the door that was in distress or something, that we had a process of dealing with that.
The other finding had to do with a broken light fixture in an elevator, which inspectors worried could be used by patients to hurt themselves or others. The retreat fixed the light fixture and came up with a plan to correct the other issues the inspection found. Von Krusenstern says CMS has accepted the retreat's plan, and the facility will keep its federal funding as long as it passes an unannounced inspection sometime before the October 6th deadline. As part of the state's new treatment model, the Department of Mental Health contracts for 14 beds at the retreat for patients under state care. Despite some reports that the retreat has been tight-lipped with lawmakers about its status, Vermont Mental Health Commissioner Paul Dupre says retreat officials have done a good job of keeping the state informed.
So the retreat has been, I would say, very forthcoming with the department. They have called us even on incidences that are not under, aren't necessarily under my care.
Dupre says that retreat officials usually tell lawmakers directly about any issues. But even if they don't, the Department of Mental Health gives notice to lawmakers. And even though the retreat's federal funding has been in jeopardy twice since 2011, Dupre says the facility is doing well in difficult situations.
The retreat is working with folks with very complex emotional issues, and some of the things going on are things that are probably going to happen in this type of facility.
Inspectors will be back at Brattleboro Retreat soon to see if the facility will be able to keep its federal funding. For VPR News, I'm Taylor Dobbs.